Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. The Golden Girls and Batman, Sunday Mornings and Siblings, Tyrannosaurus and Teeth. This episode delivers pop culture familiarity and, maybe even more familiar, the unsettling tone of our time. At under a minute, our first piece cracks like daybreak, flows like yolk, and brings us to the comfort of the kitchen. It's called Ode to the Golden Girls Before Sunday Service. It was written by Roderick Minor and published in Duende. Enjoy.
Ode to the Golden Girls Before Sunday Service. I watched the day break, open its mouth with a mass choir hidden behind its fangs. A taste to be young forever, with the moon flowers, the pastoral orchard. A harvest, a bowl of butter beans, a handful of plums, bunches of collard greens. Aunt Shirley and Joyce rinsed the soil from the leaves. Grandma boils the ham hocks to the tender, juicy hem. Mama bakes a cast skillet cornbread. They gossip and cackle each year. They woman to woman of a simpler time each year, where the horizon blooms a song at the edge.
Roderick Minor is an MFA candidate at Randolph College, a Watering Hole Fellow, Boat Press Fellow, Best of the Net nominee, and Hurston Wright Fellow, whose work has appeared in Voicemail Poems, the American Poetry Review, Duende, Knight's Library Magazine, and other forthcoming journals. You can find him on Twitter at Roderick Minor or on Instagram at Roderick M. Our second piece invites us on a ride in a plastic car with Polly Pocket, and crescendos with a perspective that isn't plural but definitely feels like it. It's aptly named Sisters, and it was written by Anna Cave for Matchbook. Enjoy.
Sisters alone with two shadows unfurling behind them. Sisters with shovels digging, sand falling like snowflakes over broiled shoulders. Sisters bearing toys, a Happy Meal Batman, a matchbox car stolen from the boy next door, a miniature submarine from a Cap'n Crunch box, a pinky-sized Polly Pocket in the collapsing holes. Sisters pushing sand over them, grains caught under their nails. Sisters pouring buckets of water, splattering the yellow sand brown. Sisters crooning grandmother's secret songs, salt drying under lips. Sisters stepping back, fingers laced. Sisters waiting. Sisters waiting. Sisters waiting. Sun setting. Sun setting in the ocean, staining the blue water orange. Sisters watching the mounds rise. Sisters watching the hills crack open. Sisters watching Batman, the car, the submarine, Polly Pocket rise from the earth. Sisters dwarfed by Batman, the car, the submarine, Polly Pocket. Sisters watching Batman slide into the car. Sisters watching Polly climb into the submarine. Sisters following Batman and Polly when they beckon, fingers crooked. Sisters releasing each other's hand, one sister sliding into the car, other sister climbing into the submarine, one sister disappearing into the glistering waves, other sister speeding onto the graveled road, followed by white foam, followed by dust clouds.
Thank you. Anna Cave is a Panay American writer and assistant fiction editor for Split Lip Magazine, who lives and works in Chicago. You can find her on Twitter at Anna Blabs, on Instagram at Anna Is Abe, or on her website at annacave.com. Our third and final piece begins as an accountability dino and grows talons to take down an unexpected beast. It's called Velociraptor. It was written by Tara Campbell and published in Wigleaf. Enjoy.
Velociraptor. She loves dinosaurs in a visceral way. Inexplicable, grown woman playing with bright plastic toys, pint-sized dinos that bring her joy despite all of the greed and violence and pain in her newsfeed, even though she couldn't identify more than a few, Brontosaurus, Triceratops, of course T-Rex, and those smaller guys, what are they? Tiny tyrannosaurs hunting in packs, darting through the Jurassic, weaving around 10-foot ferns on razor-toed feet while barking out intel only they understand. I'm here. Slow down. It's over there. And together, they bring down a beast many times their own size, maybe even as big as the one in the palm of her hand, accountability dino, she calls him, the desk brontosaurus, head cocked atop the long gray sway of his neck, as if to ask, have you done enough work to please them today? But this time, she googles the hump on his head and finds out he's more like a brachiosaurus with a bronto's tail. A mutt, she mutters. And he pulls that dissatisfied look that says, that won't get them off your back, or your front, for that matter. And she puts him back down and says, okay, I just need to look up one more thing. And once she finds it, she knows what to call herself, what to call all of her kind, keen-eyed and hungry, aching to run together and slash at the patriarchs, bringing the whole thing down.
Tara Campbell's fifth book, Cabinet of Wrath, a doll collection, has no dinos but does feature lots of creepy toys. You can find her on Twitter at TaraCampbell.com, on Instagram at The Tree Evolution, or on her website at TaraCampbell.com. Micro is edited and curated by Dylan Evers and produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Our theme song is by Matt Ordaz. You can find more of our shows on LitHub, our website at micropodcast.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you could leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or whatever streaming service you use, it can help folks find us and hear us, and we'd super appreciate it. We've got a full transcript of this episode up on our website and subtitles for those who need it on our YouTube page, which you can find on our website as well. Check out the show notes for links to the pieces featured on the episode and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.